Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Sanford Health, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And by the way, just to wrap up my thoughts from last half hour, the number at Fox Run is 668-5205. And at Madison Country Club. And again, we really want you to call Madison Country Club as soon as possible because we need to know how many folks are coming. We've had a pretty good feel. You do something, you know, for 9-10 years at Coleman, you have a pretty good feel for who's going to be there and how many. But with Madison Country Club, we don't, because frankly, we can accommodate a lot more teams. So give a call, 605-256-3991. 256-3991. Say, I want to play in Summer Skip Day Tournament, or if you call Fox Run, say, I want to play in the Lynx and Lining Kugels event. And if you play at Fox Run and you're a Great Life member, you get that for half price. So that's great. There's no discount at Madison, but Madison is such an incredible value anyway. So again, call. Hey, again, just real quick before we get to our next guest, I was supposed to have a co-host today, but that last minute change, I'm flying solo for the first time since April when I had some oral surgery. So, you know, you're just hearing me as I kind of try to teach myself how to talk again. So I apologize and I hope it doesn't make you uncomfortable. But in the meantime, as I said, when that happens, you bring in people that you're comfortable talking with. And we actually, I think we might have spent time on the golf course at the Madison Country Club at one point. Former track coach at the University of South Dakota, Dave Gottsleben, joins us. First of all, David, thanks for joining us. And second of all, how are you?
No problem, Mike. And we're doing okay. So I just celebrated a birthday yesterday, so I survived another year. So it was fun. So, and I think we first met in Madison probably around 1980 when you were working with the radio station there, and I was working at Dakota State. So it's been kind of a long relationship, so to speak.
It has indeed. There's no question about that. And I can't remember, like I say, we're delighted that we're going back to Madison for the or going to Madison, actually, for the first time for our summer skip day. But yeah, that's a golf course. That was just 9 holes back when you and I were playing, wasn't it?
It was. I actually played it with my dad. He was we lived in Montrose, and we would come up and play that, and it was just 9 holes. But it is a phenomenal golf course. I was up there, you know, 2-3 years ago, golf with some of the USD people in Madison, and it's beautiful. So you'll have fun there.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Dave Gottsleben joins us here on Calling All Sports with Mark Ovenden. I'm Mike Henriksen. Mark is back on Monday. All right, David. So, first of all, you haven't entirely gotten out of the track coaching, have you?
Well, you know, I guess that's something that's kind of hard to leave when you retire. And Coach Fitzsimmons has allowed me to kind of hang out with him and the distance kids at the U. And I've also kind of worked several of the meets that they had and the meets that they had at Mont Marty over in Yankton. And so, no, I guess I've stayed with it, you know, pretty closely and kind of follow the U and obviously the sport nationwide and worldwide, so to speak, too. So no, I haven't. But you know, you have to have some sort of a something to do when you retire, and that's my thing to do.
Right. That's very good. And by the way, Dave was so good at what he did, he is in the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact. Speaking of which, the induction banquet for the class of 2020 and 2021 comes up on September the 29th, I believe, if that's the Sunday night. Are you going to make it back for that?
That's my plan right now. That's maybe a couple months down the road, but
right.
That would be fun. I think, don't you have the people that are in, aren't they somewhat invited to come back?
They always are, yes, absolutely. Okay. It's a it's a nice reunion, and we recognize the folks that that are, you know, have been put in with former classes. And for folks curious, because of the fact we've actually lost two out of our last three banquets. I mentioned this because we had a blizzard and then we had a pandemic. But this year the class will include 15 people. Usually it's just 10, but we will do 15 this year and 15 next year, because we keep, you know, we keep putting people in, but we keep getting more nominations too. So
that's cool. It's quite an honor.
Well, it is. It's just a wonderful recognition, and to see what it's turned into with the banquet and all of that sort of thing. And it is open to the public also, for anyone that would like to join us. Dave Gottsleben joins us. Before we get into the main crux of today's topic, Dave, you're a sports fan of all kinds and grew up playing all sports. And as you said, your dad, you know, from Montrose, what was it about track and field that drew you in?
You know, I guess I'll go back probably to, I think it was like 1961, and my dad took me as a 6 or 7 year old to the Howard Wood Stadium, and they hosted an NAIA national track and field meet. And there was a guy named Bob Hayes that ran the 100, and he ran like, I don't know, 9 flat or something like that. And it was on the old cinder track, and you know, there was just some really cool names, and it was just looked like a really cool sport. And I guess I kind of grew up drawing tracks, and I was never really a great athlete, but I was able to compete a little bit in college. And I guess you just kind of stayed with it. And my first job, I got to coach it a little bit along with other sports at Menno, and then back to grad school. And somehow at some point in time, we ended up at the U, and 35 years later, here we are.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, had a pretty successful run while you were at Madison, even though you weren't there very long. That was a fun time. I go back, you know, it was in the announcer booth at a track meet, at a DSU track meet, that I first met Coach Bob Young. People forget he used to help out with the track program at University of Sioux Falls, or what at the time was Sioux Falls College.
Tremendous, tremendous guy. Not just a great football coach, but just a really, really good person too. So, he would have been involved in track. I mean, I think his football athletes are probably pretty good track athletes. That's kind of the way he looked at football, I think.
Right, right. That makes sense. All right. So now take that kid from you know, Montrose, South Dakota, whose first job was in Menno. Did you ever think that you would have as much personal attachment to some of the folks that are taking part in the Olympics, for crying out loud? Because I'm going to guess you watch that sport differently than the rest of us do.
Well, I hope, you know, my background in it is obviously I've followed it, you know, high school-wise and intercollegiately at the different levels. And obviously when the U went from Division II to Division I, you're exposed to, you know, more athletes at, you know, the meets that you go to. So and obviously there's a lot of, I mean, I think Division I athletics as well as Division II and NAIA are kind of the lifeblood of USA track and field as far as the kids that go on to the Olympics. And so you're part of it. And I think it just becomes, you know, another one of those things that you do. So it's been cool. It's been a great run.
Yeah, no question about it. And of course there were so many USD athletes, and we've had Derek on and we've had Lucky on, and talking about how many were even at the trials and how many of those were small town kids. But when it comes to track and field for the Olympics, I got to be honest with you. He's easy to root for because he's one of the more unique cats that you'll ever come across. But Chris Nielsen, I mean, I didn't think that this pig farmer from Nebraska would know an Olympian. And frankly, a guy who's probably favored to win the event.
Well, I think if Chris can, you know, be in the top 12, I think that's the first step.
Right.
You know, and then obviously, if he could be in the top 6, I think that would be quite an accomplishment to medal. You know, obviously things really have to go very well for him. I mean, Mondo Duplantis has been, you know, 20 feet three.
Right. And I know, should, let me just go back and correct, because I left out the most important part, American. Because, yes, okay. there are people from around the world. But that's good to hear. You think, is top six a realistic goal for Chris?
It's a high goal. But the thing about Chris, and, you know, I was around when, you know, Derek was recruiting him. And, you know, I think when Derek walked into the house on his home visit, the kid was taller than Derek. And Derek thought that was pretty cool. And Chris has just been really successful about it every level he's been. You know, I don't think he was ever favored maybe to win an NCAA national championship because of Duplantis. But then he beats him in Duplantis's freshman year and Chris's junior year down in Texas, and goes 19-6 and a quarter and sets the NCAA national outdoor record. So I would never count out Chris, but then let's look at that this is the first time he's ever been there.
Right.
You know, with Sam Kendricks, who's got the American record at 19-10, you know, he medaled in 2016, so he's a little bit more comfortable, you know, probably than Chris is. But then again, I don't think you'd ever count Chris out of anything, because he is just so competitive, and he's big, strong, fast, and smart. And I think those are four things that probably will, you know, help him whatever happens this year. I mean, three more years, and there's another Olympics coming up, and, you know, I think four more years, I think he can hang on to maybe do two more Olympics, or at least have a chance to do two more Olympics after this too. So I wouldn't ever count Chris out of anything. But there's a lot of good pole vaulters in the world, and obviously we need to respect that too.
Absolutely. Dave Gottleben joins us here, the former track and field coach at the University of South Dakota, member of the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame, still involved in coaching and helping out with meets, etc. So let's go back to Derek Miles, because you had a unique view of what Derek was doing with his career. How much of his success, I know he was, you know, a late bloomer, et cetera, and didn't have the college career that Chris did, but how important was that experience of getting that international challenge of being in the Olympics one time and then being in the Olympics again? How much of that all played into Derek Miles' career?
Well, let's go back to Derek. When he first came to the U, he was like 5'10", 130 pounds or something like that. Maybe not quite that bad.
Right.
He'll laugh at that too if you ever heard me. But, you know, he kind of grew into the sport. You know, he made – we hosted five national championships, indoor national championships at the U, and he was a sophomore, his first national indoor meet, and didn't do real well. But I think every time Derek got a challenge, he just motivated himself to – you know, to be better. And so I thought he had a great high college career, and then went on and kind of got bigger, faster, and stronger as he grew older. And, you know, had a great career, helped us coach as well as being an international athlete. And what he will do for Chris that maybe a lot of the others don't have is that he has that experience to kind of keep Chris grounded as far as what's going on, and not maybe really look at, you know, the big picture, just look at training and looking at the, what you can do as far as the vault is concerned. It's you against the bar, you know, and kind of maybe, you know, kind of not have the other athletes and, you know, get into your head, so to speak, too. So Derek has been through it, and that's probably an ace in the hole that Chris has as far as being successful, is that relationship that they have. You know, it's certainly, I don't know of any other vaulters that really have that relationship, you know, like Chris has with Derek.
Dave Gottleben is our guest here on Calling All Sports. I'm Mike Henriksen. Dave, I know that obviously you like all of the events, but do you have a couple of favorites?
Well, you know, I've watched the trials pretty closely, and I'm going to be very interested in the 400 hurdles, just because I think Sydney McLaughlin and Muhammad and Cockrell in the women and Raj Benjamin in the men, I think they can probably do pretty well as far as medaling is concerned. I think that's a pretty good Then I think the women's 800 is kind of a one that I'm going to follow pretty closely, because this gal from Texas A&M, FN Mu, I just think she might be a 154, 153, 800 meter gal. And, you know, she was born in America, but her parents were from, I think, Ethiopia or somewhere like that. And just really a super talented kid that hasn't been challenged much, you know. Then I think probably the shot put with Krauser, who's just thrown so far. He's got the world record, but there's also a Summit League athlete, Peyton Offerdahl, that's from North Dakota State, that's in that made the throws too. So I guess I'll look at that pretty closely. And you know, then I think the 200, there's a high school kid named Aaron Knighton, I think is his name,
right?
That's 17 years old in the Olympics, and he is just, I mean, he's just so super talented, and it just would be kind of interesting to see. You know, you can't expect much from a 17-year-old young man, but he is really talented, and that might be kind of fun to watch too. So, I mean, everything is going to be fun to watch, you know, but those are some events I think that will be fun.
Dave Gottsleben joins us on Calling All Sports, former track coach at USD. Dave, what exactly has and will your viewing schedule look like? Because this is going on in Tokyo. It ain't exactly in our time.
Well, you know, I think you follow, you know, the results package as much as you can. You watch as much as you can. You know, I guess, quite honestly, I haven't sat down. I know that, you know, Chris's first time he jumps is the 31st of this month.
Right.
You know, and that's to make the top 12. And should he make that, then I think 2 days later is the finals. And I think Derek told me, we were talking the other day, that he's leaving on the 29th. And I think Chris right now is in Hawaii. You know, and I think that's kind of what the USA Track and Field is doing, is taking kids to Hawaii so they adjust to the time zone and those types of things. And then I think they fly them over, you know, to be in the Olympic Village, not a long time.
Right.
So they can kind of get their practice in and then be focused on the event and then kind of get out once it's done too. So it's certainly going to be a different Olympics, but as far as my viewing, whatever's on, I'm going to watch. I love the Olympics. Obviously track and field is special, but you know, anything that's on, if you're an Olympian, that's pretty cool. Whatever the sport is.
You know, it really is. And maybe that's part of it. It kind of, I hearken back. You know, in 1985, the Twins hosted the All-Star Game, and I was at it. I had the opportunity, because I was, again, working in Madison, we had a chance to buy tickets, being an affiliate of the Twins. And it was just so surreal to be there, and then 87, to have the World Series there.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and again, when you take a look and say, this is an Olympic athlete, this just gets no higher, does it? I mean, that's truly, and we've had Olympic swimmers on the show, and we've had, you know, various Olympians. It is just such a gift to be able to make that team, no matter what the sport is.
There's no doubt, you know, and I think because it happens every 4 years, it's probably maybe a little bit more special.
Right, right.
Because kids really have to dedicate their lives, you know, to that dream of being an Olympian. And there's just not everybody that maybe has that kind of mental ability to be able to maybe project 3-4 years down the road on and train that long to be able to be successful. So once you get that USA on your chest, so to speak, I mean, I think it's kind of a dream come true for, again, I don't care what the sport is. It happens every 4 years, and you're representing your country, and it's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing. And maybe, I mean, I've been to every Olympic trials other than I didn't get a chance to go this year. And just to go to an Olympic trials and see people that get in the top three and the emotions of making the Olympic team is unbelievable. You know, and obviously the people that get fourth or below, and the disappointment in not making it. So it's pretty cool. You can't put a number on it other than it's a dream of a lot of kids. And when that dream happens, it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, like you say, that and the timing in their life, and you know, whether they're going to move on with their life or stay dedicated for, like you say, another 4 years to do it. Or, you know, yeah, it's remarkable. David, it is always a pleasure to chat. How is your golf game, by the way?
You know, I just figured up today. We've got a small home in Arizona, so I've played in 12 different golf courses this year.
Nice.
And I haven't gotten any better. So there's got to be a problem. And I'm getting new clubs, and I don't think they're going to work any better than the old ones. So, but I'm having fun with it, and I think that's probably the important part. So
yep.
To get out and just hit the ball, and wherever it goes, go hit it again.
There you go. I couldn't agree more. Dave, thanks so much for the time. I look forward to talking to you again down the road, all right?
All right, thanks, Mike.
You
have
bet.
A good day.
Thank you. Dave Gottsleben joining us, as we say, a member of the South Dakota Sports Hall of Fame.
Huset Speedway is back with Sunday Fun Days all summer long. Watch local racers and national legends compete in all-out excitement Sunday nights in Brandon. Bring the whole family because kids 12 and younger get in free every Sunday night. Purchase your tickets online to skip the line at the door. Plus, enjoy your favorite beer and our top-notch concessions while you take in the thrill of a race. Plan your next Sunday night at HousetSpeedway.com.
For those who don't like to be still, for those with things to do and the drive to get them done, for those in search of a partner to help make it happen, there's a bank. A bank that listens, acts, and impacts all things right here. Dakota Bank. Go with experience. Go with teamwork. Go with integrity. For banking, insurance, mortgage, and trust, Dakota Bank, here for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Insurance and trust services not FDIC insured.
Spend more moments in the moment, not in pain, with orthopedics and sports medicine care from Sanford Health. Our team is here to help you overcome joint issues, athletic injuries, and anything else holding you back. Experience care available when you need it. Treatment options that go beyond the expected, and a plan that is made just for you. So together, we can find your way forward. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org.
Penny Kleindienst is an interior designer. So when Eric and Becky Roskopf hired Simply Perfect to update their dream home, she knew where to turn. The experts at Fireplace Pros have a wide variety of heat and glow and heatilator fireplaces to choose from. And they hit a home run with a contemporary fireplace they chose together.
They always help me come up with the perfect fireplace that makes all the difference in the way a home looks and feels.
Our gas fireplaces and inserts from Heat and Glow and Heatilator are the best in the business. You can stop in and see the region's largest showroom or visit us on the web at fireplaceprofessionals.com and get a virtual tour. We have almost 100 Heat and Glow and Heatilator models on display and even more in stock. If you ever need advice, just call 339-0775, or better yet, stop in and see us. We're Fireplace Pros, 1217 West 41st Street, Sioux Falls. Just like Becky and Eric, you're going to love the way your home feels.
Welcome back to Calling All Sports. Today's show is brought to you by Midco Sportsnet, Fireplace Pros, Overhead Door, Dakota Bank, and Corey and the Fireflies.
And we're also brought to you by the good folks at Lewis Drug. Hey, there is a good chance that the Lewis Drug near you is hiring. So if you're looking for a part-time gig in a what would be a great place to work, any company that has been around as long as Lewis has, they get there because of the fact they take care of their employees. So That's a pretty good recommendation. Plus, this is so important. Lewis Drug has walk-in COVID-19 vaccinations. All right? You can find out more by going to lewisdrug.com. But we're kind of lagging behind and getting those shots in the arms. We had the first bunch that got it, but now some folks have, you know, and go in and talk it over with the folks at Lewis. They'll explain what's going on. So, and plus, it's a great place to stock up for the weekend on everything that you may need, food and beverages, and, you know, even more stuff for camping out or heading to the beach or whatever it may be, Lewis truly is your one stop. Hey, a reminder, our book, Genuine Journeys of Life, is available. It is, you can order it online, either the printed version or the ebook at sportsmaxradio.com. The response to that has been great. Thanks to our co-host for helping out. I really appreciate Eric and Jason this week. Mark is back Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to Calling All Sports with Marco and Mike H. Calling All Sports has been brought to you by Arby's, Lewis Drug, Great Life Golf and Fitness, Midco Sportsnet, Fireplace Pros, Overhead Door, Sanford Health, Dakota Bank, and Corey and the Fireflies. The wait is almost over for